Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I am Andy.
And I'm Kelly.
And I'm not even sure the first part got caught, but hopefully it did. Anyways.
We're trying.
Guys, I decided to have some wine again with this episode, before this episode, and I'm just feeling very happy. Mm-hmm. As did she, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, so how was your week?
It was a week.
Anything interesting?
A lot of interesting things, actually. Some conversations. I've been flirting a little bit here and there.
She has, guys. She has. She's been preaching how she's been celibate, not getting out there, and now she's getting out there. I love it.
I'm not getting out there.
Well, no, she's flirting. But she's taking a step.
I'm just dipping my toes in the water. Just a little dip.
I'm trying to think of anything happen, but I've just been really working on these vlogs and
nonstop too.
I know. I'm trying, but I didn't really have anything interesting. I don't think. Oh no.
I went to Joanne Fabrics last week and I got $300 worth of fabric to make doggy bandanas. So that was something.
Meanwhile, I'm spending $300 at Sam's Club.
Oh my gosh. I literally can't go there without spending.
Guys, everything. If you're not members of Sam's, you should be. It's great.
It's I was saying, if you don't know what Sam's Club is, it's like Costco, but better.
I don't even think I've been in a Costco.
I'm a Sam's Club girl. If you want like Costco is more like for things.
My aunt loves Costco. Yeah. But Sam's Club. I don't think there's a Sam's out there. I think there's only Costco where she lives. I do want to say though, I will say that if anybody did go back and listen to any old episodes, thank you. Because when I did go look at the stats, all the episodes have been replayed, which really, really helped us out because I was freaking out over the fact that we were losing all of them. So thank you so much to everyone that went back and listened.
Yeah. We love you.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, I mean, we don't sound like we had a very interesting week. Sorry, guys. Life's been busy.
Literally, my brain is so fried. Like, I cannot remember, like, for the life of me, anything that happened in the last... Honestly, even if it was, like, 5 minutes ago, I don't remember.
I mean, I had sex last night.
Oh, it would be nice.
Oh, let me tell you this. This is funny, guys. And Kelly doesn't know this yet. earlier this week, while we're recording this, it's technically earlier this week, but I was doing a vlog, and it was of, like, a quick clean of the house, but I was cleaning our bathroom, and I had remembered that Johnny, guys, my womanizer, I call him Johnny.
Oh, no.
I knew Johnny was dead, so I was like, I need to charge him. So I grab him and I put him on the charger and I kind of hide it to where my vlog video won't see it while I'm cleaning the bedroom.
I was going to say, yeah, it's not the family-friendly vlog.
No. The vlog doesn't see it. But I'm cleaning and I don't know. I'm hanging out in the living room or something. And my boyfriend comes upstairs and he's like, says something about taking a shower. And I'm like, okay. And then out of nowhere, he storms back down the hallway. He just looks at me. He goes, why is there a toy on the charger? And just so seriously looks at me. And I'm like, huh? And he's like, why is your toy on the charger? And I was like, oh, because it was dead. And he's like, oh, it was dead, was it? I was like, listen, I got needs in the shower, especially when my friend, period, is in town. Like, mm-hmm. I've got needs and I knew it was dead and it needed a reboot.
That's my current struggle.
It stays in the shower, though. So, like, when, you know, I got to remember to charge it. So if I'm feeling frisky in the shower or feeling myself or need a release, it's ready to go.
You guys, I'm not even going to cap right now. I totally masturbated before I came over here. I'm not even going to lie.
Okay. Well, talking of masturbation, talking about toys, guys, don't forget, we do have a link to Hustler if you're interested in any toys, lingerie, or just fun things. There is a link to shop.
Aren't you going to ask me what I used?
Your wand? The wand? Did you use my toy? My favorite toy?
I used the wand this time. Because I needed it to be. I was on a time crunch before I had to come over here. I got to get this done speedy and rapidly. So we did the wand because that's like turbo. You know,
I'm going to have a confession. I have only used my wand like once. Mine's different than yours.
You have a smaller one, right?
Like a beginner's wand because I had never used one.
Yeah. Oh, I had never used one either. And the guy was like, here, go into this full huge one. I honestly like kind of wish I had gotten the smaller one just because I don't know. I just feel like the smaller one would have been better for me. And it's like the wand, it's heavy. And it's
We can go back.
I know. But now I'm like, I need another one. So I need like
if we go back, though, I need to take a whole paycheck.
Literally. But yeah, I need the smaller one for sure. Like the big one is great and everything, but like I'm going to need somebody else to hold that one for me because that shit's heavy. Mm. And listen, it's hard to hold something that heavy and like precisely when you're, you know, shaking.
Yeah, that's why the womanizer is great because she's so lightweight.
It is. It is great.
And like, honestly, you could put her in between your legs and like cross them and she's not going to move. Like you don't even have to hold her if you didn't really want to. Yeah,
and you said something about that like too, like having that in between your legs, like while like having sex or something before.
Oh, doggy style.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
You can use her doggy style.
It doesn't budge.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
But the little thing I call the stingray is best for that because it doesn't really get in the way because it's so flat. Okay. Anyways, yes, go shop at Hustler if you're interested in anything. It will be in our description.
The description.
Okay, you guys, just ignore us. We had wine again. It happens. We've just been stressed.
Been going through things.
Yeah, and our outside lives from work and the podcast have just been busy. So we deserve some wine, and what better way to have it than with you guys.
Yes.
Why we talk about random shit.
Yep, and we had not our fortunes, but our tarot cards.
Oh, read. Yes, we played with tarot cards at work. We didn't play. We read tarot cards at work. It was so cool, though.
We didn't play because it's not a game.
But yeah, it was fun though because I was nervous because you know we were doing it at work and. The girl that was doing it, she's just like starting out, but you know, everybody starts somewhere. But I only had three drawn, but they were so like, they were spot accurate. On.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
Spot on. My future, like I can see it though. Like it was all so spot on for me.
Yeah. So, okay. So you guys don't know, but so she was there when I had mine read yesterday and then. The ones that we did yesterday, like, mine are all about, like, trusting and, like, being open to new experiences, letting people in, like, things that I have, like, the things that I have the most, like, problem with doing. And, like, I mean, I know I let people in, like, on a genuine level, but I really don't let, like, even, like, the people closest to me, I don't let them in. I don't accept help. I just don't reach out. I don't know. And I've always been like that. And I'm trying to get better about it. But after you left work today, I had...
Sorry, guys. I just had a cold gel.
Sorry. After work today, I had her read my cards again. And it was literally...
I wasn't there.
You weren't there.
Ugh.
So, but it was literally like the same. Obviously, it was different cards. But they all it was the same exact messages. Like, it was pretty much, like, reiterating, like...
So, even though you redid it, it was like, this is your path.
It was literally, like, this is my path. Like, it was the same, like, three card, basically.
Did you do the other thing?
I didn't do the other thing.
We also played... I can't...
It's like a Nordic thing.
I was like, I don't want to get it wrong and offend anybody or anything. But they're, like, these little gems that you draw and they have symbols on them. And... It's almost like a tarot reading, but like with gems.
Yeah.
And that was super, super cool. And mine sounded really good too.
And our coworker, her boyfriend made them for her.
Yeah, he had them made. It's so awesome. We love it. So now we can just like always have our cards read. But it's really cool that you almost got the same things because your life's like telling you this is what you need.
Yeah. So I was like, that's cool. So, I mean, I definitely need to
start trusting.
Yeah. I at least like, letting people in and like giving them chances, because you know what I mean, like you can't, I don't know, you have to give people a shot. It's
you have to
it would be a very lonely life if I just chose to never open up again to somebody and trust somebody again. Like I really need to put myself back out there, so I'm gonna,
even though our conversation today it might make her not want to when we look back on it, but that's okay.
These are the people that I will not be opening up to.
And if you guys don't believe in this stuff, sorry, we're babbling on about it, but it's really cool, and I mean it was really spot on, so it was great. Anyways, so we can jump in. Today we are going to talk about sliding in to the DMs. All about DMs. It can go either way, but we can only talk from a female's perspective. But if any males out there listen and want to tell us things females have said if they have hit on you or said inappropriate things, we're all ears for it. But we can only give our perspective. So let's just be real honest. Kelly has a lot to say about this. So I'm just going to start out with what I feel about it, because mine is very short and sweet and simple. I don't think it's a way to really, I don't think it's a way for dating or relationships personally. However, this look makes me look a little, what is that? Two-sided or no? What's the right word? This makes me look a little
close-minded or
no, what I'm going to, okay. So I don't think it's a way that it works, but it worked for me. So it's like I'm saying I don't like it, but I did it.
Oh, okay.
But so it's different though with how I, with the situation, with the DM situation I have.
Her situation is the exception to the rule for her.
Yeah, because when it was with my boyfriend now, but I have known him for a very, very long time. And we were like, we weren't friends, but we knew each other. We had dated each other's friends. It wasn't, he wasn't a stranger. It wasn't someone I didn't know. And before he had messaged me, I don't remember. I can hear through the mic. I don't remember exactly how it went down, but like he had liked one of my pictures. And so I turned around and liked one of his. On Instagram. So then he went and liked like two or three of mine, and I went and liked like four of his.
But see, people
like so we were already flirting by liking each other's pictures.
And see, people like still do that, but it's like a lot of people do like so I'm in that group of people. I like to do like what we call shit posting, where you just post like stupid dumb memes or whatever. And then like, you know, stupid dumb guys that have the same stupid dumb humor as you who shit post. Also, you guys like each other's stupid memes.
But we were actually just liking each other's pictures.
I know, but that's like how a lot of like relationships start now too, is like guys will start liking your memes and you like,
I mean, I really get it though, because
sense of humor is everything. Hey, like,
oh, absolutely.
But sometimes I just be liking stuff and people are like, hey, I'm not trying to hit you. I literally just thought that this was funny.
Yeah. I mean, what he had said after we had gone into like this like deep like war is what we call it, he had messaged me and he's like, I will win this. And I messaged back, so like the more I was replying, like it gave him the right to keep replying because I was being friendly and I was flirting. Mm-hmm. And it took like 2 days of talking ish before he asked me on a date. And he asked me if I wanted to go out to dinner or go to coffee. So like I got 2 day options of like, was I interested at all? Because you know, day dates,
yeah,
those aren't always like romantic, whatever. But I mean, he just, the way he did it was right, and like I was flirting back, so like he didn't say anything out of line or anything inappropriate or ask me on the date too soon, even though we like knew each other. It just, the way our relationship happened was a way that I don't think going into somebody's DMs is wrong.
Right.
But everything I know that you're going to share is why I don't support sliding into the DMs. Guys, it's not stuff you say. My story was happy.
I mean, okay, so like I've had good guys and bad guys slide into the DMs. I've had women slide into the DMs. I've had grandpas slide into the I've had almost everybody slide into the DMs.
Couples.
Couples have slid into the DMs as well, which I am not complaining about, but that's something I'm...
It's just she's literally had everybody. Literally.
And I just... There's, like, a way to go about it and a way not to. Like, so first of all, I had to learn this the hard way because I hate, like, I'm a people pleaser. And, like, I'm...
True.
And I also, like, I hate hurting anybody's feelings or anybody, like, feeling bad because of me. So I have a very hard time. Like, I used to respond to every single DM that I got. And even if it was, like, you know, like, thank you, I'm not interested, you know, whatever. But I learned the hard way that men take you replying at all as you being interested. Even if you are clearly acting like you're not interested, I swear to God, they think that you're interested. And it's like, huh? Like,
I have to chime in with this. I have repeatedly watched Kelly tell somebody no so many different ways. The same person no. And he still is not getting the hint.
And it's like...
Like, and she's bluntly like, no.
It's and it's been like multiple, like I've had it happen with multiple people.
Guys,
and I'm like,
move
I
will, on.
Like, I will be your friend, but I don't know how else to say no without being like rude.
She politely turns you down and to the point that like it's almost like stop asking me, and then she's very blunt. But it's like even then they still come at you. It's I don't understand.
Yeah, and like and I don't have a problem being honest. Like, I mean, I just
apparently like, you can't be a guy's friend because
yeah.
You know, it doesn't work for them.
Like, from jump, I'll either be like, oh, like, thank you, but, you know, like, I'm not, you know, looking for anything, whatever, you know, or I'll just be like, you know, act uninterested or whatever. And if they don't get the hint, then I'll move on to, like, the next level of, like, saying no. But, like, I, like, amp it up a little bit every time because I'm just like, no, I don't know how, I literally don't know how else I can phrase it without being like, no, I'm literally not attracted to you or I'm not feeling it. I don't like and I try to be like blunt about it because I know a lot of guys respect. I've had some and that's another thing that makes me nervous, too, is like I've had people like flip out on me for telling them no before or like.
Just and saying, she blasts them on Facebook.
Not always, but if like
this one guy, though.
Oh, my God. This guy just recently he got mad at me. So it was like this guy that has hit me up before and I told him, you know, that I was like, I'm not looking for anything with anybody. He was like, well, am I your type? And I was like, I don't have a type, to be honest, which I don't. I like a lot of different types of people.
She's attracted to the personality.
Yeah, like it literally how you present yourself and your personality and your sense of humor. And I'm not even joking. Those are the top things for me.
Like she's got to be attracted, y'all. But
right, but like those other things are way more important to me, and I can literally not really think that you're super attractive at first and then end up thinking that you're super attractive just because of how you present yourself to me. So it really it just depends. But this guy was like, am I your type? And I was like, oh, I don't really have a type or whatever. And he was like, oh, okay, cool, like that's I like that answer and whatever. Like he was totally fine and normal at first, and then he was like, well, you wouldn't take me. And then he started getting weird on me. He was like, well, you wouldn't take me seriously if, you know, I hit you up or had a chance with you or whatever. And I'm like, what? Like, he was already, like, acting like I was, like, conceited or stuck up or something. And that does not sit well with me. Like, I hate when people slide into my DMs and automatically start accusing me of things before you, like, you're not even shooting your shot. You're just straight up like, oh, well, you won't give me a chance, or, oh, you're not.
The sympathy card, like, have sympathy for me. And that is the most unattractive thing outside of being like, here's my dick.
Yeah, like, trying to get me to feel sorry for you is not gonna, like, fucking make me
cream my panties. It's unattractive, y'all.
Like, I'm not gonna, I don't know, it's just.
You say cream my panties?
It's not gonna make me cream my panties. It's not, it's, I don't know, and it's like, it's rude. Like, I've had people act like I'm, like, I think I'm too good for other people. And I'm like, or this is my favorite is when a fat man will slide into my DMs and he'll be like, oh, but you don't like big dudes, or, oh, I'm fat, so you're not going to give me the time of day. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, do you look at my photos? Because, bitch, I am fat. Like, what? I don't get that. Like, it's so weird to me. And I'm like,
the sympathy card just doesn't, it doesn't work. It's not his side. A girl, a woman wants another woman or another man who is confident. You want someone who is confident because you need that. Like, that's not attractive.
I was going to say, yeah, and I love confidence. Cockiness is and arrogance is not my thing, but I love, like, a guy who, like, comes in, knows his work. I mean, that's, and I men feel the same way about women. That's the compliment that I get all the time is, like, oh, you seem so confident. You seem so, like, sure of yourself and whatever. Like,
it's attractive.
That's what people like. And I think we talked about this in our last video, too. Like, that's, people are drawn to that. The energy that you put out is the energy that you're going to pull in. And I just, I don't do well with people like coming at me from like a rude point of view from jump and just like making assumptions about me without even knowing me or giving me the time of day. Like, that's not how you do it. Like, if I am gonna turn you down, which it's, you know, it happens to everybody, if I turn you down, then take your L and move on. Like, I, there's better people out there for, I'm sure there's somebody out there that's better for you than me.
I can't stand when you turn, I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you, but you're, I fine. Can't stand when some, when, and okay guys, I've said this before, Kelly is not Kelly, it's a we are a unit, I am a her, like we just are a we. And so, like, I hate when we,
she's very invested into my personal, yes, life,
like, turn somebody down, and instead of like respectfully walking away, they get so nasty sometimes. Like, dude, she doesn't even know you. You shot your shot.
It's usually I like
you shoot your shot. But like, and she turns you down. Like, walk away. Don't get nasty with
just
her.
Just walk away.
I had to chime in. I can't stand it. Like, I can't stand, well, yeah, when they get nasty after you turn them down, or they're just not getting the fucking hint.
Yeah, like, she's witnessed a lot of people be like really crappy to me just because I'm like, no. Like,
I mean, guys, I really spend more time with Kelly than probably anybody else because we work together and we do this together. Like, I do.
It's just like wild to me though, because like, I have literally, you know, I've slid into a couple DMs in my day, and I have literally, I've been turned down before too, and whatever. I don't, it's,
you're not persistent with it though, right?
I'm not. I usually, if it's somebody that like I thought was cute or whatever, this doesn't happen super often because I really don't shoot my shot. Like, I really don't. But when I do, I've been turned down by people, and I take my L and my move on. Either it's somebody that I see value in as a friend, and I stay friends with them and we're cool, and I, you know, I move on, we don't bring it up anymore, like, we just have a friendship and that's great. Or, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I don't see a friendship in you either, so I just remove them as a friend on social media or wherever I message them from, and I move on with my day. I'm like, okay, thank you for your time, appreciate you, bye. Like, we don't have anything else going on between us here, so I mean, I tried, I failed, it's whatever. I'm moving on to the next one. Like, there's plenty of other people out there. I don't, it's, if you don't like me and you're not feeling me, then that's, I'm not going to take that personally. You're just not the person for me. That's, I mean,
okay. You know? So can we, to our listeners, with your lovely screenshots of conversations, can we tell them things not
Yes.
to say? Guys, she's got so many, and we want to share with you things you shouldn't do so that you can get that date or you can get that pussy.
So I've had quite a few messages. I really struggled. So there's like
a, she's got so many, y'all, because guys just can't take the hint.
I just picked, like, I don't know, the few.
And here's a funny thing, and we've talked about this before, neither one of us have ever been on a dating app, and she, you know, she's single and she's not on one, but men use her DMs like it is a damn dating app.
I know. And it's like, so part of me, the whole social media thing. So I know, like, Andy's kind of like not really for it with like hitting up people and sliding in the DMs. I want to be on her side with that, because I kind of like sentimentally, I agree, because like, I, you know, I would love to meet somebody old fashioned. I'd love to go to like a coffee shop or something, or the grocery store.
Okay, well, I don't like the way they slide into your DMs.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say that people come at me rude sometimes and just
ugh. Or the way like,
but I have some really nice people that slide into the DMs too that are great, but unfortunately a lot of them are pigs. So
I mean, other podcasts I listen to, and then like I'm in a relationship and it's happened, and it's like, why? I think that's what it is. I'm not on a dating app, and when you use DMs for the wrong reason, I think that's why. Yeah. I'm just like,
it is,
there's a right way and a wrong way. Like, my boyfriend did it the right way, but when you see I'm in a relationship and you want to message me,
yeah,
and you don't see me reply, and then you message me again, that's where my problem's at.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and when I do have it like happen as excessively as it does happen, like it is very exhausting and like frustrating, because I'm literally like, I'm on here for the same reason that you're on here. I'm here to scroll through memes and like pictures of my friends and their dogs and their kids and just like keep up with people. Like, I'm not, I hate like the second I like log into social media and somebody is like constantly like, you need to pay attention to me, you need to pay attention to me, you need to give me your attention right now, otherwise, like, then they're like pissy with you, and it's like, and it's like multiple people that are messaging you at the same time. They're all wanting your attention. And it's like, and I'm not trying to be like shady and complain about that, because, you know, it's nice that somebody actually, you know, wants my attention. That I'm not complaining about that. It's just the fact that
it's the right way and the wrong way.
Yeah, there's right way and a wrong way to do it.
We're here to help.
It is my free time, and I don't have very much free time. And so my,
isn't that the fucking truth?
Yeah. So it's like, if I'm not replying to you, it's because I'm prioritizing myself at the moment, or I'm just simply not interested, and that you need to, that is not my problem. Like, I would expect the same from anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm infringing upon your you time, by all means, like, take the time out to do your own thing or whatever. I completely understand. Like, That's the thing I have with social media that I can't stand right now, is that we all act like we owe like each other all of our free time. And it's like, I don't have very much of it. And it's like, I need to just like de-stress. I need to relax. I've been at work all day. I've done whatever. I've been out, and I'm like, I'm home. I just want to chill. I just want to scroll through TikTok or whatever. I don't want to be bothered. And when you have like 10 people messaging you, demanding your time and attention, and if you're not replying, they're like insulting you and being rude to you, it's so draining. And I'm like, this is exactly why I don't reply to you, because you're going to treat me like this when I stop giving you attention, like a little toddler.
Like a little bitch.
Like a little bitch. Little baby back bitch.
So if any of you that have hit her up are listening, you are probably about to get blasted. FYI. No, bitches.
There's a couple of you guys that are okay. Andy's feeling feisty in my honor.
It's that wine. Guys, I've almost drank a bottle of wine.
So, okay. I will start off. So there's this guy.
Remember, guys, this is what you don't do. Or girls, what you don't want.
So I will. Okay. So here's our classic repeat offender. I'll start with this. This guy.
Wait, is this the one you've repeatedly told no, no, no?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is this is the guy that. So this is somebody that I actually did give a chance to last year. I talked to a smidge, you know, a little bit here and there. And he talked to some other girl, deleted me, which, you know, fine. I don't care. Whatever. Moved on to the next one. I totally forgot about him.
Men can be just as petty, FYI.
Right. I was going to say, I literally. You're welcome. You know, we were like, it wasn't anything serious or hot and heavy or whatever. We hadn't even met in person. We were just chatting. And then he got like a little girlfriend or whatever. He moved on with his life. He deleted me. And I was like, okay, cool. Bye. Forgot about him like within a couple days. Anyway. So he at the end of last year, after like months of not talking, it didn't work out with his little thing. So then he hits me up asking, like, he said, what happened and how are you, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, question mark, huh? And then he's like, he was like, just thought I'd see what's up. And I'm like, you unfriended me randomly like a whole year ago. I'm good. And then he was like, well, I mean, in my defense, I also friended you pretty randomly. I didn't reply to him because I was just like, what? No, you don't. I'm cool with you exiting my life. If you choose somebody else, that's great. I'll take my L. I'll move on. But you are not going to re-enter, bitch.
She is not a second option.
I am not a second option. No. This is you get one chance and then you're out, baby.
She said this question mark.
Yeah, question mark, question mark, huh? This is not a game of fucking baseball. There is no three strikes. You get one strike and you're gone, bitch. So yeah, no offense, but offense. Like, don't slide back. Thanks. Bye. Then I had a guy telling me, and I don't know why, but it was the wording of this that bothered me. He said, and I quote, "And you're actually sexy as fuck too, for real. Your face got me weak." And then he said, "Do you like knowing I'm playing with my dick thinking about you?" He spelled thanking, by the way. It's thanking, like, oh, thank you. Gazoom tight.
T-H-A-N.
Yes.
Hold on. Was this the first message he sent?
No, he had sent a couple other ones too. He said that he's a huge fan of mine. And he said, I don't know why he worded it like this, but he said, "Your shits are nice too, for real."
Talking your
about
shits?
My shits, like my boobs. He was talking about my
okay,
boobs.
Okay, but like me, I would think you're like my shits. Like, you're looking at me take a shit.
And then he was like, I think you like me, like the thought of me spinning in circles because your tits drive me crazy. LOL.
Guys.
And he just
I know she has big boobs. I know she does. But like, just because she posts a pic, like, so if she posts a picture with cleavage and I post the exact same one, you're automatically just gonna like flock to her big old bitties over here versus mine. But like, that is not a reason to say you're playing with your fucking dick. Like, it's just not. It's just, it's too far. She never gave this man a reason to even fucking flirt with her.
But
don't do it.
So he's like, he's one of these guys that like, and I'm not like hating on this. Like, it's nice when people like acknowledge that you posted a nice
Can
selfie.
They say it nicely?
Yeah.
I'm playing with my dick. Like, no.
But like, he always like, you know, replies to my stories and like my photos and whatever. And like saying like the most wild shit. And it's like,
it's provocative.
It's provocative. It gets the people going. But
there's a way to be respectful and disrespectful, and to just come out saying he's playing with it was disrespectful.
Right.
I don't appreciate that.
Right. And so it's like, you know, he'll say things like that. So I like when people are nice and reply to my stories and say nice things. It makes me feel good. It hypes me up. I really do appreciate that. I'm not going to hate on that at all.
And it's what you say.
Yeah, it's what you say and how you say it. And I don't want people to think that I'm like mad when people like message me or when people reply to things that I post, because I like when people interact, you know.
Yeah, it makes you feel good. It's just,
yeah, but it's like,
say the right thing.
There's a right way and it's a wrong way. So, okay, so moving on back to that guy.
On to the next one. Guys, this why.
So back to that guy that was like, you know, oh, I'm not your type and you don't like fat guys, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay.
But how would he know? Because like, you maybe, if anything on your social media is pictures of your long-term relationship, that would be the only man. So how is he to know?
Literally doesn't.
Just from one ex?
Literally doesn't know me at all. Yeah. So okay. Like, I have literally.
Check yourself, bro.
I was going to say, I've literally dated big guys. I've fucked big guys. I love me some big guys. I also like me some small guys. I have literally had every type, every size. So don't care.
Anyways,
doesn't bother me at all. But so he pretty much like, he was like, "You don't take me seriously," or whatever. And I was like, "Why wouldn't I?" And he was like, I was like, "Of course I take you seriously." And he's like, "No, you don't." I'm like, "Okay, you're gonna sit here and argue with me about me."
Like, oh my God, I cannot stand. Sorry guys, it's try not to interrupt her, but the wine just got me. I cannot stand when somebody puts words in my mouth, though. It's like my biggest pet peeve is when you put words in my mouth.
It genuinely
Did I say
is
that?
One of the things that's gonna piss me off. Yeah.
Did I fucking say I don't like fat men? No, she never fucking said it. Yeah. She never said it.
I hate when people, I hate when people make assumptions about me, and I hate when people put words in my mouth. That shit blazes me.
No, she's never even posted anything about I don't want to be with a fat guy. Like, she doesn't post like that.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I, it baffles me, like, where his statement came from. It was like a sympathy card to get your attention. That backfired.
Yeah. So, anyway, cut to, I'm
she
like,
got me work up over her, guys.
She gets more upset than I do about my own situation.
Because I love her, and she deserves the best.
But I told him, you know, he was like, he kept trying to get at me, and I was like, I'm like, I'm not trying to be with anybody. I was like, but if you want to, like, have conversations and talk or whatever, we can see where it goes. That's cool.
Conversations.
I was like, that's cool with me. And he was like, okay, cool. So then I posted some, this is like months ago, okay? So then I post something online, and it's like one of those like meme things that you reshare. And it was like talking about Valentine's Day and how I'm going to wake up with 100% charged and update cloud storage or whatever, like happy and stuff without somebody. And then I was like, I wrote at the top of it, like, oh, you know, but one day I'm going to find somebody and I'm going to be happy, whatever. This guy literally sent me my own post.
It was this is the guy you blasted.
This is the guy I blasted because I had just had enough. I was like, okay, that's enough of this bullshit. So he was like, what? But you said this, blah, blah, blah. Then also resent me what I had sent to him about, like, I'm not looking for anything right now, whatever.
She's allowed to post that one day, keyword, one day she will find her person.
Yeah.
So no, she doesn't mean she's looking right now, dude.
So here's what he said.
Be humble.
Sit down.
Bitch.
So he had messaged me after sending me my own fucking post. Like, I know what the fuck I said. Don't quote me, bitch. And then he said,
bitch.
He was like, I'm all for you loving yourself. That's an amazing thing to do. But what I don't understand is that you told me one thing, but you're saying something different now. And then he said, I feel like I was low-key curved. Which, I mean, you're obligated to talk to whoever you desire, but I mean, by no means did I give you a reason to brush me off like that. Is it because I'm not the bad boy type? This man literally...
You don't even know him!
This dude literally said this to me. I've, like, had literally one conversation with him ever, and I don't know
there's something about him that is the best part of this whole story.
And so...
It's coming.
Yeah, so I popped off. I was like, are you fucking for real right now? I ended up posting his, like, what he had said to me on Facebook because I was just like, what the fuck?
And then what did you do to his original account?
Oh, so then,
the best fucking
So part. I sent him, like, this big long thing back and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I just went in on him. I was like, look, I'm not interested. I don't understand, like, why you're coming at me like this. I said, but don't make assumptions about me. Don't fucking screenshot shit that I said. Like, I know what the fuck I said. Don't send me that shit. So I put him in his place, and then I blocked his ass.
Blocked. Keyword. She blocked his Facebook account.
Blocked. So then this motherfucker pops in.
With a new fucking account, guys. He made a new account.
Literally made a whole new account. Like, with just, his name, everything. No profile picture, nothing.
So
I get a message request, and he's like, popping off on me, and he was like, well, since you want to be a bitch, and he was like with that attitude you're gonna end up being a single mother.
Like, what?
And he was like,
she doesn't even have kids, guys. I'm the one with the kids. Like, what?
He was like, you're gonna end up being a single mother with that attitude, and one day you're gonna be thinking about me. And I was like, I don't even know you. I guaranteed, even if I end up a single mom, miserable, hating my
life.
Listen,
I was a single mom for a hot minute and life was great. So
there's literally not, first of all, like, why are you saying single mom like it's a fucking insult? I know a lot of single moms are the baddest fucking bitches.
We thrive when we're single.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to hear shit about it. So, but yeah, he thought that was an insult. So he tried to insult me, whatever, below the belt shit, like, good one. And then he, like, you know, called me a bitch and all this stuff, and I'm just, and he's like, and then you're, he's like, yeah, so you, and then you're gonna think about me. I'm like, in what fucking world? I could be literally living in a cardboard box, like, living out the worst days of my life, and guaranteed I will not be thinking about you, baby.
Like, it, and you didn't even know him. Like, you had never met him. Like, it wasn't like you actually went on a date and, like, ghosted him or something. Like, it was absurd how he was acting. Like, nobody wants to be with somebody like that. We don't
know each other. I promise you, I will not be thinking about
you. He's going to be the stalker that when a girl breaks up with him, he's going to stand outside her window and watch every move she makes.
Literally, I am using you for podcast material, and then I will literally forget who you are. After yes. this, I literally
screenshots delete all.
I was gonna say I will legitimately forget about you right after this, so don't worry. But yeah, so yeah, turns out you're not my type. I don't like fucking assholes and idiots. I just think
like if you're gonna slide into somebody's DMs, like I already said, like my boyfriend just did it right. Like there's just a right way and a wrong way, and if you're gonna try, whether you're in it for long term or whether you're in it for sex, like still tiptoe. Be light. You got to make the conversation flow before you just like jacking off to you right now. Like, ew. No, I don't need to know that.
Okay. So example number three.
Oh, bam, bam, bam.
This is when, and I don't know why it bothers me so bad, but this is like my own personal thing. I fucking hate it. So you know how like when you like look at somebody's stories on Facebook, there's like the automatic replies, like the automatic comment replies.
Below. Yeah, and it goes to their messages.
Yeah, and it'll be like so pretty or like amazing or beautiful. Or, like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I hate. Okay, so if you're doing that.
I literally. Excuse me, I do it to people.
Well, don't do it to me because I fucking hate that.
I'll
shit.
Make sure I do it to your next story.
I literally hate that. So I literally have like multiple messages from the same guy. And it's like the same thing every single time I post a story. Beautiful. Beautiful. Very nice. Amazing. Amazing. And then one time he finally got creative and was like, gorgeous, sexy queen with them beautiful light eyes. Which
have you ever even replied to this man?
No.
He's just always complimenting you.
I know, which is sweet, and I appreciate that, but he uses those automatic replies, and that's automatically I'm not... If you can't take the time to type something out to me, then I'm not going to take the time to reply. Sorry.
Okay, like, so there's so much to talk about in this episode. I know, and I still want to play a game, and there's so much. But guys, I have to share the story I just thought about DMs. Okay, so this man... And yes, my boyfriend knows this story. This man added... me, Kelly, and our boss on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Added all three of us on Instagram.
I forgot.
Then sends me and Kelly the exact same message. So I screenshot it to Kelly and I'm like, hey, I saw we're mutual followers with him. Like, how do you know him? And she's like, oh my God, he just started following me. And I was like, oh, well, he messaged me. And I sent her the screenshot and she's like, oh my God, same one. So then me and her send him back the exact same message with funky emojis so that maybe he would be like, oh, like, these two females sent the exact same emojis. It was like a flower and sunglasses. Like, it was absurd emojis. Doesn't catch on. Sends us both back the exact same message. So then we proceed to send him back the exact same message with weird-ass emojis. Still doesn't catch on. Then goes and messages our boss the exact same shit. And it's like...
So then we had her, then all three of us sent him back the exact same thing.
Never caught on. And it's like, okay, none of us actually have any mutual followers with you. So how the fuck did you find the three of us that work together in messages the same thing and then not pick up that we were messaging you the exact same shit?
It was literally the
like he was flirting with
thing.
All of us. I don't. And it wasn't a fake account because we looked into it, but it was like. It's like this man was so fucking oblivious to the fact that the three of us females were sending back the same message. It's normal.
Each other, yeah.
It's normal for women to say the same stuff, but we sent the same damn emojis with like a black flower. I don't even know. A yellow flower. But it was just like, he never caught on. And then we all deleted it.
Well, and while we're on this topic, I'm going to go ahead and bring this up too. Also... If you are, because we talk about things. If you are also DMing every single one of my pretty girlfriends and hitting them up or whatever and shooting your shot, I am not going to give you, I'm not going to reply to you. I'm not going to give you the time of fucking day.
Oh, because then it's almost like embarrassing for you when you're like with them and all your friends are like, He tried to get with me. He tried to get with me.
Like, I literally see you in my friend's photo comments, liking all their stuff or whatever, doing the same exact thing with me. Like, aren't you, you should be a little bit embarrassed. Aren't you embarrassed? Because you should
But some women actually cave to it that want the attention, and then all their friends are like, bruh, bitches come and go, bruh. Sorry.
But you know what I think.
But, like, no, it... No, that's embarrassing to the female.
It genuinely.
Because the female that ends up with him, all your friends are like, bitch, you're stupid. He's going to keep doing it.
And there was, like, there was a one guy that I gave a chance to that was, like, in one of my friend's DMs. But it was, like, he was giving more attention to me and, like, also, like, she wasn't interested. And he... Like, pretty much, like, he, like, stopped talking to her when he started talking to me. And, like, I confronted him about it. I was like, hey, like, I know you're in my friend's DMs or whatever. And he was like, yeah. And he's like, but that was, like, a while ago, whatever. So, it was all good. But he ended up being a fuckboy anyway. So, that should have been my sign, my warning.
Sign. I saw the sign.
And it opened up my... Okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of them. Oh, so this one guy who's not cute at all sent me a picture of himself and then said, you see what's missing? Like, I think he was him.
You?
Yeah. Like,
he's such a cornball.
And I was like,
I said your penis, like, not in a way like you didn't have it in there, but like you don't have one. I don't know. Guys, I don't know.
And then this other guy, I posted another story. And this guy messaged me, ooh, come here, take a seat on my face with your fine self, with, like, tongue emoji, peach emoji, water emoji, and then, like, the
drool. See, that's too far. She's not on a sexual app, guys.
But, no, and the real kicker about this is his profile picture is him and his girlfriend.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it to.
There's a few that are like that, too, and I'm just
If you hit on me and you got a woman, I'm sorry. I would want to know that my man is hitting on somebody, so I'm going to respectfully be like, if the tables were turned, I would want to know.
Right, exactly.
And then my boyfriend will have no penis any longer, and will be chopped the fuck off.
And then there's this guy. Oh, my God. I don't know why, but the way it was, like... The desperation in this message, in these messages.
Oh, yeah, that's unattractive, too.
I literally read it in, like, Donkey's voice from Shrek. Because, you know where he's, like, begging Shrek, and he's like, please. Like, that's what it reminded me of. So he messaged me. He's like, I have a question for you. And I was like, okay, I might have an answer. And he said, feel free to say no. I won't get mad or anything like that. I'm only asking because they're so big and amazing, LOL. Oh, my God.
Are they real? Is that what he asked?
No, he said, but can I see your boobs?
But can I stay, please?
Literally, that's how I read it. And it was like, I was cracking up. And then, so I didn't reply to him. I left him on read. And then he said, he messaged me again. So no on that then.
Oh my God.
And I just sent him like the little slanty, like, meh face.
I would have sent him the Pornhub URL. Like, if you want to see titties, here you go.
But it was almost just like so funny. And so then he didn't. I just sent him like the little slanty, like, mirror face. And then he said, it's cool if not, man. Okay, first of all, that's another thing. Don't call me fucking man. Like, if you're trying to hit on me, what the hell? And then he said, I'm not necessarily trying to be that guy.
You were that guy, though. You asked to see her titties. You are that guy.
He said, but when you have those, you know people are going to want to see them. Like, okay, like, I owe you.
Like, what are you supposed to wear? Fucking t-shirts and long sleeve shirts all the fucking time? You can't help it.
I guess so. And then he said, and I'm sorry if I offended you or anything. And then he said...
Mind you, she's not replying to any of these.
Not replying to any of them. Andy's literally sitting over my shoulder reading my screenshots.
I'm a nosy bitch.
And so then I had posted something like later, it was like another like shared meme thingy or whatever. And it was like, you know, ask me any questions or whatever and I'll answer honestly for like an hour. So then he DMs me again, ask you anything, question mark. If I paid you, could I get a tit pic? this motherfucker, after literally he had just messaged me, I'm not trying to be that guy, and it's okay if no, like, I told you no, like, well, I didn't even tell you no. I just was like, obviously, clearly, it was a no.
I would have looked for someone else's tits and sent them to him that were, like, all fucked up. And been like, pay, bitch. No, make him pay first and then send him some fucked up titties.
Like, I could not believe that. Oh, and God. It was like, and that persisted. It went on. And then he messaged me on another platform and whatever. And I was just like, what? No, like, I don't know.
She respects herself. Like, stop.
Like, I don't do any of that. I don't think, I mean, if you want to sell your tit pics and whatever, that's cool. It's not my thing. But, like, I don't have an OnlyFans. I don't have none of that shit. I don't do that. Like,
we support all that, guys, by the way.
We do
support it.
We it's do. Just, it's just
he not, did it wrong, and she doesn't do that.
Yeah, but it's not for me, and don't message me about it. Like, I don't have that, and I don't do it, so. And then, okay, so, like, another one is, like, a guy, this is more simple, but him just automatically from jump, you got Snapchat, like, just tell me you're a fuckboy without telling me you're a fuckboy, if that's, like, the only form of communication you want to use.
You hiding, like, something, bruh.
Yeah, bruh. And, yeah, so, then another one with the automatic replies.
Wow.
Owen Wilson voice. This guy constantly says, wow.
I love him so much.
It literally goes, so sexy. Wow.
Wow.
So sexy. So sexy. Wow. Wow.
Like, guys, I'm weird and have a crush on Owen Wilson.
Oh, this guy. This guy messaged me March 24th. Hey, beautiful. Ignored. August 21st. Hey, beautiful. November 23rd. Hey, mamas, with a video of him masturbating.
As everybody hears me swallow. I don't. She didn't reply twice, and you sent her a picture of your hands on video. Your dick. Like, what?
And in the video, so you can tell by the video that the video was taken from Snapchat because there's text in it. So it was in the video says good morning. So he sent this snap to some other girl and then he saved the video and then sent it to me with hey mamas with a little tongue out emoji. Sir, get the fuck out of here.
You got a fucked up belly button, bro.
And then I went to his profile and looked at his age or whatever. And he's like fucking like 21. I was like, kid, go home.
You like them older women.
So and then this dude literally he never messaged me or hit me up, but he tried to video chat me twice, and it was like one was at 3:49 a.m. the other one was at 6:34 a.m. I woke up for where I was about to, or I think I was at work at this point. It was 8:49 a.m. And I said, why are you calling me at 6:34 in the morning, dude? And he never replied. He opened it and read it and never replied. So he must have got embarrassed. But I was like, why the fuck? I've never.
Maybe he's in a different time zone.
I don't know you. I've never talked to you. And he video chat me twice. Don't do that. My other personal favorite is, hey, don't reply. Hey, don't reply. They send a message, but then they unsend it. The men that unsend messages.
Guys, you know you can see that, right?
Like, I can see that you unsent the message, and that doesn't take away. Like, you should. That's embarrassing. If you're that person that unsends messages, that's embarrassing. Oh, here's a good one. So this is somebody I actually did reply to because he was like actually making conversation with me, actually attempting to. And it was like all cute and sweet at first. He like sent me a couple pictures of him. And then he sent me a picture of his kid. And he's like, me and my son, who's cuter, be honest. And I was like, I mean, look at those dimples. I gotta pick him, bud. You know, like we're joking. We're making conversation where, you know, everything's fine. And, then he was like, randomly after that, he said, and like, this is like immediately after that, he was like, let me come eat that fire ass coochie, please. I want to taste the most fire coochie ever.
Listen, if my vagina be tasting like fire, something's wrong.
But it's the way that he said fire ass coochie twice. But, like, how do you go...
Don't send me pictures of your son and then tell me you want to eat my pussy.
That's... What? Yeah, like, I was like...
Because I cannot stand... Oh, my God. The devil's coming out in me. I cannot stand when women... Or women. When men use their kids as bait.
Yeah, and it's... It's disgusting. So, he literally, like, baited. And I fell for the bait because I was like, that's a cute baby. So I fell for the bait because I thought he was actually trying to make conversation with me. And then he just jumped straight into, hey, so can I eat your puss? Like, no. This guy, he sent me another guy. He was like, sent me a message. Hey, ruin my life, please. And I said, well, you don't want that. LOL. And then he said, try me. I ignored him after that. And then he sends me another message later on. Hey, will you laugh at my dick?
Laugh at my dick?
He said, will you laugh at my dick? And I said, pardon? Question mark. Like, what?
Is it funky looking? What?
Yeah. So this guy was, like, super sweet at first. I talked to him for, like, a second. And then he was, like, you know, he was making conversation. He's like, can I treat you right? I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, take care of you in every way. Make you happy. Show you off. And I was like, I just honestly, like, don't trust anyone anymore. I don't want to be with anybody. Like, I sent him that. And then, like, he didn't reply. But then, like, 2 days later, sent me a message. Can I come for you? Question mark.
Like, C-U-M?
C-U-M. And I just put dot, dot, dot. What? Dot, dot, dot. Like,
this is too much.
And it's just, like, why? You guys, like, bait. Literally, you bait, like, a normal conversation. And, like, I'll... So the things that, and I don't want to put it all out there because I don't want people to feel like they have a cheat code to talk to me, because that's not going to happen. I'm not stupid. But.
Well, you got to click with the person. If you don't click, you don't click. Yeah. So
things,
you ain't giving nothing away.
Things, though, that will give you a better chance at me actually, like, giving somebody, if you're genuinely interested, that it will
be
give,
interested.
Yeah. If, actually try to make a conversation with me. Don't just hit me with the, hey.
And all you females, okay. like you need the genuine conversation.
Yeah, like, I need more effort than that. I need effort. Otherwise,
if you ain't going to put effort in the beginning, you're never going to put effort into the relationship.
Yeah, it's if you're not giving effort, then I'm not interested. Also, humor. If you come in with something that's, like, legitimately funny, and I don't mean, like, sexual. Like, I feel like a lot of guys think that sometimes there are some sexual jokes that actually are funny that will get a reply, but I probably won't reply to you anymore after that. You know what I mean? Like, if you come in with something really funny and raunchy, I'm going to reply.
Hence the podcast.
Yeah.
Raunchy.
I'm going to reply because it's funny, but then after that, I'm not going to take you seriously, though. If you're genuinely trying to talk to me, I will not take you seriously, but I'm going to be like, haha, you're funny. Okay, and then that's it. I'm done. But if you're actually trying to talk to me, be funny and, I don't know, spark my interest at, you know, ask about things that other people don't ask me about. Like, make me feel like you actually want to talk to me. I don't know. So, that's really all I have to say about it.
We're probably going to make this our longest episode to date. Because we can't.
There was just so much we had there to say so about much. It. Because, I mean.
But we lollygagged in the beginning. But we cannot not play our game. We won't play a lot. We'll play just a couple hands. But I love it. And, you know, the fact that I've almost drank an entire bottle. Why? I want to lighten the mood before the episode ends for you guys.
Yes.
Yes! I was like, bitch, you busted my eardrums. Okay. Anyways, so we're gonna play Ready? Bad Choices. Okay. Taurus all the way. I'm sorry, I just broke up with my boyfriend. Guys, we love Bring It On.
We do love Bring It On. I'm still
big red. I sizzle, I search, and now I pass the torch. The ballots are in, and one girl has to win.
I'm sorry.
Now I want to go watch.
Draw a card.
Draw a gold. Sorry, guys. All right. Speaking of DMs, have you ever been ghosted by someone?
Yes.
Have you? I have not, but I don't shoot my shot ever. I never have.
It was, well, it wasn't, it was a guy that I was talking, it was that major fuckboy, but he was like the king of all fuckboys. You know who I'm talking about. The one.
Yes.
That,
oh, yeah. You did get ghosted.
Yeah. But it was like, me and 90,000 other women, unfortunately, he was just, it wasn't me, unfortunately, it was all him. He was just not a good person. He ended up being super abusive, super terrible, and it had nothing to do with me. It was just the fact that he's a shitty human, and he did it to a million other women, and fuck him. So, other than that, no, I've never been ghosted. I'm usually the ghoster. Ooh, have you ever masturbated right before a massage so that you don't get awkwardly aroused? I feel like that's more of like a guy thing.
I was going to say, so I actually used to work in a massage place as a receptionist. But no, because I don't know, maybe it's a female thing or maybe it's me thing. I don't really know. I don't find massages arousing. I am there to, one, relax, and two, I always have a female person massage me. I'm just more comfortable with that. So that's, I mean, I love women, but my mind just doesn't go there. Like, I'm there to relax and get, you know, knots taken out of my back and my body relaxed. Yeah. Like, I'm not there at an illegal salon trying to get happy fucking endings.
I feel like that's more of a question for the men, because women, I mean, we can, even if we, you know, have an orgasm before we go get a massage. But I
masturbate all the fucking time.
We can still have one, so.
Sorry, guys. Have you ever looked at your own asshole in the mirror?
I don't think my butthole. I've looked at my own. I've looked at my
Wait,
own
you've pussy. Never looked in the mirror and been like, is it clean? Is there any hair? Is there? You've never looked in the mirror?
I guess I have, because I've shaved or whatever, and I've looked at my own vagina in the mirror because I like want to make sure that everything's Gucci down there before I get laid. I have
straight up bent over, put my head between my legs, and looked at my butthole in the mirror to make sure everything was okay.
I mean, I guess I have, because I just never really thought of it as like directly like looking at my butthole, but I look at the whole package down there when I'm checking it out, making sure it's all spiffy.
Sorry, I probably wasn't even that funny, but it was funny to me.
She's like, oh, I've done this.
Now I have to pee.
Would you rub ghost peppers on your genitals for $10,000?
Absolutely fucking not.
It's a no for me as well.
Oh my god, that would get in my vagina. No. Oof. Have you ever heard your parents having sex?
Oh my god. Yes.
I was going to say, but your parents have been together your whole life, so I'm going with a yes for you.
Yeah.
I know, mommy, listen.
On vacation. Oh, my God. It was the worst thing. And it was me, me and my boyfriend that we were on vacation with him. And, yep. That was a very awkward night. It is what it is.
You're like, okay, next question. I can't talk about this.
I'm scared. Have you ever secretly masturbated while your partner was sleeping next to you?
There's no secretly masturbating next to him. My toys are like, he would hear that.
I've
done it while he's laying in the bed and I'm in the shower.
I mean, I've definitely, yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, I've definitely like masturbated like next to my partner, but like, it's no secret. I'm just like, yo, I'm masturbating.
That show I want you to watch so bad on Netflix, Sex Life. Mm-hmm. She's trying to have sex with her husband and he's too busy watching, I think it's a game on TV, and then he like can't get it, he can't focus, and she's like, okay, fuck it, grab the toy. The minute she tries to like masturbate, it dies.
Oh,
it was so awful. I'm like, girl, I'm feeling your pain. Although I don't feel your pain. I feel the pain of a toy dying. I don't feel the pain of my man not wanting to fuck me.
I was gonna say, yeah, I usually, I mean, I don't really have to do, unless he's like asleep or something, but I don't have to.
I'd get the dick if I want the dick.
Exactly. Like, I'm sorry if you're next to me. I'm going to wake your ass up and be like, hey, you want to fuck? Because
in your lifetime, have you at least swallowed a glass full of cum? So out of all the cum you've ever swallowed, does it at least fill a glass?
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't measure what goes down my throat.
I mean, I was in a relationship for 10 years and, you know.
Sometimes it depends on my mood. Like, if I'm horny, but, like, I just feel kind of gaggy. Like, I can't swallow it. But other times it's like, sure, let it go down. But, like, no, I can't measure that. I don't know.
Spitters or quitters.
Okay, well, I'm a quitter sometimes then. If I ain't in the mood to have some salt water thickness go down my throat, then I'm not in the mood.
Salt water thickness. I'm just kidding, though. You guys do whatever you feel like doing, whatever you're comfortable with. But I just, yeah, I've definitely, I'm a swallower. So, I mean, it's just, that's my.
So you've definitely swallowed a glass.
For sure. Have you ever watched, I don't like the M word, so I'm going to say little people, small people porn.
No. Porn wasn't a big thing in my life until, honestly, a couple years ago. I was very against it for a very long time, even though at the beginning of this podcast we talked about how it is healthy. But, it's still newer to me, no.
I've never seen porn with a little person in it either.
Okay. Have you ever given or received a rim job?
A rim job?
What's a rim job?
Isn't that somebody licking your butthole?
If so,
then yes.
I have two. Mine are drunken rim jobs. Hold on, guys. We got to Google this.
Everybody in our generation just says eating ass now. So, like, I don't.
Everybody wants to eat ass too. I hear it all the time. I'm like,
I don't hear the term rim job very often anymore. But I was like, yeah, I've definitely had that.
Hold on, guys. Rim.
I was going to say, I haven't heard somebody say rim job since, like, middle school.
Okay, Urban Dictionary says the act of kissing or licking someone's asshole. So yeah, you were right. I have never done it. I will never do it, but yes, it's been done to me. Believe it or not, though, it wasn't like, oh my God, gross, don't lick my asshole. It was like, oh, that was a different feeling and I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But I've never done it sober.
Nope, I've had my ass eat. It was great.
I've not
had...
No.
Honestly, if you're under the influence a little bit, it's even better.
Well, I've only ever had it done drunk. I don't think I would let lick my asshole sober. It's too much.
I was going to say, yeah, it's definitely one of those like under the influence type of things. It ain't that bad.
All right. Do you want to ask one more?
Sure. Would you?
Why'd you say it like that?
This is just oof. For $500, which is not nearly fucking enough, would you allow somebody to dump a bucket of horse cum on you?
Hell to the no. That's gross.
Not for $500.
I've seen horse penises. Like, I just imagine what's
a bucket
up in there. Like, a bucket of cum? No. And why the fuck are these cards talking about horses all the time? God, fucking Hitler and horses. It's weird. Oh, guys, we're almost done with the cards, which means we have a new game coming in the mail. I can't wait.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so great.
Rule. Okay. So, all right. Please make sure you subscribe, and rate and review our videos. Please keep telling your friends. We love doing this. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions or have any topics at all you would like us to go over, please feel free to email us at theraunchytruth@gmail.com, or you can DM us on the Raunchy Truth Instagram page, or you can follow our personal pages. Mine is Andy Williams.
Mine is Kelly_LaShaw, LaChat. Don't butcher it.
Yes. And then also one more thing with this new hosting service, we have been putting out, questions and we can put out polls. So we'd really appreciate if you guys would start answering those. Yeah, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.